Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the opportunity to tell the world that Jesus is truly alive. Father, I ask that each person that would hear this message, that it will change their lives. And that this word would not only go into the hearts of men, but right into the Spirit. And not into ears, but into the Spirit. Change our hearts, Lord Jesus. Change our lives. Thank you for a rhema word. And I ask your unmerited favor and your mercy upon me. In Jesus' name, amen. In 2004, my life really made a huge change. I was the real typical woman that was in control of everything, every situation in my house. I have a husband, two children, two boys. Aldous, at that stage, he was 12, and the little one, Josh, 2.5 years old. And that was the year that I was Mrs. South Africa, and everything was good in my life. I have a very good business, beautiful children, marriage. I really had everything that I thought love was all about. And we went to New York in the summer of 2004 for a vacation, and I went for a congress and I spoke there, and afterwards my family was there and we went did some sightseeing. So we went to the United Nations building, and there I saw a very huge mosaic, and this mosaic was all the different people of the world. And I asked Aldous to come and stand there right next to the mosaic so I could take a picture of him. So as I took the picture, the Spirit of the Living God spoke to me and said to me, all the broken pieces of your life are nothing more than a beautiful mosaic of your future. And those words really went into my heart, and I bent right there and I wrote it down. Because sometimes in life you get a word, and that word we call a logos word, a logos word. Otherwise, if it's not in your head and it goes straight to your spirit, we call it a rhema word. But that day, the word was really a rhema word. And after that, we went back to South Africa, and I had to speak the night at the State Theatre to a lot of people and ask the Spirit of God, what should I talk about? And he said to me, remember I gave you the message. So I start and I told the people about the plates of life that we all are busy painting. Some of us is painting only in brown and beige. Some of us, our plates are full and colorful. And one day, this plate just dropped out of your hand and you really have no control. And all of us has one choice. You have to bend your knee. Bend your knee and gather all the pieces together. And as you gather those pieces together, you have a choice. The first person took a pencil, and by the grace and the mercy of the Holy Spirit, you start drawing the new picture of your life. And you take all those pieces and you stick it together, because all the broken pieces of your life are nothing more than a beautiful mosaic of your future. But the other person has also gathered all the pieces together, but they sat in that pieces and stayed there. And after a year, after you pass there, you will see them sitting still in those broken pieces. And they start bleeding. And with that, bitterness follows. And today, I realized a very important lesson in life. That you cannot be pitiful and powerful at the same time. You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. And that night I could see the people really, they enjoyed the message, and I could see that it touched the hearts of many people. And as I drove home, I said to the Lord in my arrogance, I said, "Lord, thank you that I have no idea what I'm talking about tonight, because my life is so perfect. I have everything in life. I don't know what's broken pieces." It was not even a couple of weeks after that, that me and my family were in the Free State, where I was talking the Saturday. And on our way back to Hartbeespoort Dam, where we stay, on the highway near the Grasmere Plaza, there was a vehicle in the road, 7:30 that night, a vehicle in the road without lights, standing still. So as we approached this vehicle, we didn't have a choice. So my husband couldn't go to the right-hand lane because that was the fast lane. If he went over this vehicle, I believe in my heart till today that all of them would have been dead and us as well. So he went to the left-hand side. And on the left-hand side, there was a water curb. And our vehicle hit that and it starts rolling and it just rolls and rolls and rolls and it felt like never ending. When it stopped, I couldn't find my children. And I remember how I ran on the highway and I fell over pieces of the car. And as I fell on the highway and I was lying there, the Spirit of the Living God spoke to me and said to me very clearly in a soft voice, "All the broken pieces of your life are nothing more than a beautiful mosaic of your future." I didn't want to hear those words because it was so familiar. And I realized that God spoke to me. He prepared me, but I was not focused. And because I wasn't focused, I didn't hear His voice. So I start shouting to try to hear my children. And it wasn't a normal shout, I tell you. It wasn't like calling them to come and eat. It was really out of my spirit. I called unto them their names and I shouted their names. And the little one was crying in the bush, so we found him and he just had a little bit of cuts, but he was fine. But we didn't find Aldo, the 12-year-old. And I was really shouting his name. And something, that day I thought it was something, but I can tell you now, it's the Spirit of God. Guide me over the highway, right over to the middle lane. And there I found him in the bush. He was lying there. And in the darkness, I was trying to feel his body. And he didn't answer me when I spoke to him, I didn't answer. So as I tried to feel what's happening to him, when I touched his head, I felt his whole skull was open, cracked open. And in a moment, and in an instant, I could feel how my son's life was running through my fingers and I couldn't stop it. Like today I can tell you, you can tell me how much money you have, you can tell me who you are, you can tell me anything. It's God and God alone that has life and death in His hands.